B-Pod Studios.
Sub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Number two, Zolak and Bertrand. We started off the day asking what happens if the Celtics lose.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up?
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Number two, Zolak and Bertrand. We started off the day asking what happens if the Celtics lose in their game. What happens in the event that they lose? What happens in the event the Patriots lose? Let's focus in on that. What happens if the Patriots move to 1-2? And what happens to how we viewed last week's game against Seattle if they lose at home to the Raiders, who are banged up? I think it's a real problem for them if they lose this game.
I think it's a problem for you if the Raiders come in and lay one on you. Now, if you show the ability to move the football again through the air like you did last week and sort of build upon what we started to see in week two, but maybe you lose 31-28 and you still got these defensive problems, I think you're going to feel about the same as you did a week ago.
But we're going to feel worse about the defense.
Yes, because we'll start to feel worse.
Do you feel like the defense has been given a pass this week? By all of us.
Yes.
We've given them a pass, too.
Yes.
We're guilty of it. We have given the Patriots defense a pass.
Did you see Belichick, what he looks like this week? That's what a defensive head coach looks like when he loses sleep because he's sick about his defense right now. Holes in his shirt, hair disheveled, hasn't slept, tired, trying to fix things. Yeah, they got problems. They got problems up front. They got problems at linebacker. They gave up plays. They gave up big plays. Can't do that. You know, they're close on some things. I do like some of the stuff that I am seeing. I like Duggar. I like Winovich. You know, they got to be able to piece something together here. This is a quarterback you should be able to go get. You know, I mean, not so much last week. Russ Wilson's got a neat ability to slide, get out of the pocket, move around, keep a play alive. Derek Carr doesn't do a lot of that stuff. You know, he's your traditional, you know, in the gun, 1-2-3, hit, wait, pat, throw.
So Andrew Callahan writes in the Boston Herald, it is in the DNA of the Patriots defense to eliminate opponent strengths, or in other worn words, make a play left-handed. But if the Patriots successfully scheme their way to eliminating the Raiders' strength on Sunday, they won't just force them to play left-handed. They'll tie both hands behind their back. Who do you think that thing is? What player is that, so? What am I about to read to you next?
Waller.
Tight end Darren Waller has become the key to beating the house in Las Vegas, arguably the most surprising 2-0 team in the NFL, ranking second in the league in targets this season, seeing 16 passes alone in that Monday night win over the Saints. He secured triple the number of catches any other Las Vegas wide receiver or tight end has. Well, there is that, so. That's the importance of Darren Waller to the Raiders. Again, injured, though, not 100% healthy, missing practice. But again, is it just a matter of get them right before Sunday and get them out there.
Yeah, and I've seen a bunch of these too. And a lot of these are check pass and then, you know, leak off into the flat or run a bow route or a little pop route. And it's also predicated off the running game with Jacobs. If Jacobs is going downhill and you get him going off tackle, that helps Waller out a lot too in, you know, in the play action game. So that tells me too that the quarterback likes the safer ball right now as he continues to work through this new offense. You know, you got a young receiver on the outside in Ruggs. He's kind of on one leg. You know, Zay Jones is there. We've seen him in Buffalo, right? For the last couple of years. He's got some nice pieces. He does. But it just seems like, you know, it's like Bledsoe and Coates. That's your binky right there.
Well, he has 18 catches through the first two games.
Yeah.
And all but one of those catches was made within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage.
So who are you going to put on him?
17 of the 18. So is that going to be Williams?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Williams with help. I think it's Williams and McCourty, meaning Jason McCourty, with help. Because really, you're taking Ruggs and you're going to put Gilmore on him. And then Jonathan Jones should be able to cover, you know, Zay Jones. Yeah, have a lot of cover one. More nickel this game again. Nickel and dime.
Very good then. 617-779-0985. Marco's in the van. He had something on the Celtics from
today.
Hey, Marco.
Marco.
Hey, how are you? I was just kind of thinking this morning, if the Celtics lose the Heat, if Jimmy Butler kind of does what Paul George used to do when he was on the Pacers, the LeBron kind of cancels him out, what happens if the Heat win this? And what does that do to LeBron's legacy there? You know, do we still put him as the GOAT if he loses again to this garbage team? I mean, they're not garbage, but they're not.
Oh, you're okay. I'm sorry. You're saying if the Heat win the entire thing, they win the title.
Yeah. If they beat LeBron.
Okay. So I'm like, wait, are we talking about, good question. That's interesting. Do we have to answer that yet? Can we get there?
Doesn't help LeBron.
No, of course not.
Does not help him.
Of course not. No, but I just would rather ponder that during that series.
Yeah, let's see, like LeBron
right now.
I don't know if LeBron prides himself in the amount of championships he wins. It seems like I pride myself in the amount of times I make it to the finals. Ask me a question about Ringo. Ask me a question about the finals.
I kind of feel LeBron is almost legacy proof at this point. As he gets older,
yeah, what is
he's
not
for
the greatest?
Few,
not the greatest.
Yeah, he played. Is he not one of the greatest of all time? If, you know, if on his. At his third team, fourth, if you count Cleveland twice, he doesn't win a championship in his, you know, in his first shot at the finals. I don't know. Making it to the finals isn't going to be quite good enough to keep his legacy intact. I don't think it hurts his legacy. I really don't.
Right. He's not going to end up with the six rings that Jordan had. He's never going to be. I don't think he's got reaching Jordan within his reach. And there are people that would tell you right now LeBron's better than Jordan.
Yeah.
But I just don't think from a legacy standpoint, how they're remembered, Jordan will always be remembered as more fondly or greater than LeBron.
Yes.
I don't really think that's going to change.
It's an easier, more digestible image. Jordan with the Chicago Bulls three times in a row, twice. It's a very easy narrative. LeBron didn't win in Cleveland, went to Miami Heat, did it with a couple other guys, went back to Cleveland. Okay, did it there. It's just messier. He's fantastic. Yeah. He's a top five all time. But losing the finals to anybody, to the Miami Heat or the Boston Celtics, hurts his legacy? No, not buying that.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
Yeah, check up.
But I do feel like the Lakers should be embarrassed if they lose in that matchup.
Yeah, to the Miami Heat, they would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, we talk about the Celtics having more talent. Oh, we know the Lakers have win.
Line on that series, Lakers. if it's the Miami Heat especially, if the Heat close out the Celtics tonight, and it ends up being, it looks like it's going to be Lakers. They're up 3-1 now after their win last night.
Zoe says that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Zoe says you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is listening to Barkley and Shaq, and they were on the set there, and they were having a discussion about Giannis, Tia, two-time MVP, blah, blah, blah. Chuck goes, can I just stop everything right now? And everybody just shut up. Where's Giannis going to go? Where's Giannis? Giannis should go to this team, that team, that team. He goes, you know what it is to be a young player and to win in the city you started at? He goes, why does it always got to be this way? If we can't win here, we got to go over here and make some super team over there. Like, Barkley hates the ability to move and what LeBron has done and what Durant is doing. You know, look at Kyrie. He made a pretty good point. Like, you want to do something, Giannis? You want something to mean something to you? Win that damn thing in Milwaukee. Get some good players around you.
So do you realize that if LeBron does get into the finals, this will be his 10th trip to the NBA Finals?
Huh. It's like Brady.
He's 3-6, it will be his 10th trip. And, you know, legacy-wise, what will look better, though? 4-6 or 3-7?
4-6.
4-6 will look better. Of course, 4 rings versus 3. But I'm with you. Like, trying to hold it against Brady for going to the finals and losing is a joke. Yeah. That's a joke. So, I don't think it's going to be that damaging. I'm with you, Hardy, on that. 617-779-0985. Read and React is coming up at 11:36. It's a Friday. We're talking about the Celtics. We're talking about the Patriots this weekend. Do you want to throw a Red Sox item into the mix?
Sure.
This feels like the appropriate time to do it. Their season's going to end.
Good.
It's almost over.
Three more games.
And my question will be, how soon will they fire their manager? We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ron Reneke.
Watch out. 617-779-0985. Ron Reneke.
Ron Reneke.
What time does he get fired on Sunday? I'm curious.
What time is the game
on Sunday? That's a good question. That would probably be pertinent. I'm not against firing him before the game.
Does it matter if he goes to the game?
Game time is 3:10 p.m.
Ooh, good time. So right after the game, about 9 p.m.
Oh, that's way too late.
right after the game comes to a close at 9:06.
I will say, they're going to be a bit embarrassed about it. Who's the Sunday night game? Who's the Sunday night NFL game?
I don't know. You think they're going to be embarrassed about it? Who's going to be embarrassed?
A little embarrassed. They don't want to. They'll wait till about 8:30 Sunday night.
Well, Ron Reneke was a do-nothing manager anyway, who was stuck with a terrible team. And despite us actually watching the games and criticizing him for in-game moves over the first week or so of the season,
we realized,
what's the point of this? What's the point of criticizing the manager? He's got a garbage team. I thought they'd be better. I was wrong.
It's not the job he signed up for, though.
What did he sign up for?
Bench coach?
Okay. So he doesn't want to be manager?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever. He still sucked.
Would you hire him back as a bench coach?
No. Okay. No, I'd blow him out. I'd blow out the whole staff, start over. Well, maybe not the whole staff. I mean...
What about Cora?
Manager. Who's... Well, this is what I'm getting to. Tony Maserati at 98.5thesportshub.com. That's where you go to download our app. Tap that app. Make sure you're streaming us all the time. He writes, amidst the season that never was, maybe we've simply neglected the most obvious question about the uncertain future of the Red Sox. Who will lead them? Who will lead them? He says Reneke is out, and through no fault of his own, how the Red Sox ended up with him in the manager's office was essentially unavoidable. even before the pandemic. Once COVID-19 also hit, well, the season all but became a lost cause. And Maz writes, and let's make this clear, Renicky deserves hazard pay. If the Red Sox are smart, they'll give Renicky some type of parting sweetener for having to endure the worst, most forgettable, and downright thankless season in team history. I don't get that at all.
What are we giving trophies away?
Ridiculous.
No kidding.
Oh, thank you for being here for a bad year.
Thanks for putting up with the sucking.
Here's an unsolicited
bonus. Sign me up for that job. Give me one of those gigs.
While they're laying off their staff in-house, like left and right, they had a bunch of layoffs over there this week.
Sure.
Now we're going to give Renicky a bonus?
Gordon Eads is without a job, but we're going to give Ron Renicky a bonus.
Was Ron Renicky a plus? Did he add anything to the season? Stop. That's such a baseball thing.
Oh, he's a good guy. Give him money.
Party gift. No.
Maybe a Dunkin' gift card. Maybe.
No. He said Renicky was the one who had to answer questions every day about the joke that was the Red Sox pitching staff, and he had to do it without making anybody look bad. Well, he didn't exactly look good as manager. He said he didn't just take the bullet. He took several. Mm. Oh, stop. Like anyone was actually paying attention. Why? Because Pete Abe asked him a question every day about the horrible team? Give him hazard pay? Maz way off base on this.
I think he traveled. I think Pete traveled to watch the team play.
Wonderful.
Crazy.
Yeah, and then he sat in the press box on Zoom and said, Ron, you guys lost again tonight. What do you think? Oh, no. Give him a bonus, please.
Poor guy had to answer about his horrible in-game managing.
The fact that he was the manager and got probably a little boost in pay there, that's the bonus. You're going to give him something extra on the way out the door? Get lost. But Maz does address this. Where the Red Sox go from here will be interesting. And he mentions Alex Cora because I expect this will now be a conversation in the coming weeks.
Of course it will.
Alex Cora, should he come back or not? Maz does mention in his story, again, read it, 98.5thesportshub.com, that Alex Cora, despite his affiliation and the stain that is on his record, having been the guy who was heavily involved and helping organize the cheating scheme that was happening in Houston, one of the worst cheating scandals in recent memory, that Cora does, for a lot of fans, represent a guy who's in charge, represents a guy who's got the ear of his players, and he also is someone who's won, right? 2018, he won a World Series here. And he's the guy in that spot, Red Sox manager. You are speaking to the fans more than anybody else in the organization. He's the member of management that speaks to the fans more than anybody else. And Alcora is, for the most part, well-liked by fans. I think if Red Sox fans welcome him back with open arms, it reflects poorly on what is left of Red Sox fans.
I don't think they care. I think they would be excited to have him back.
And I really don't think fans would hold it against him. I couldn't help but read Maz today and say, oh, so what? We're going to repick the manager for the TV show? The thing we've always criticized about the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, if it's a good marketing tool. No. Move on. Let Chaim Bloom get his own guy, not Alex Cora. Let's see what this Red Sox team looks like when Chaim Bloom makes the picks, makes the free agent signings, and makes the pick of manager. Let him get his own guy.
Slap we never heard of.
Let him form his own relationship with the new manager. Let that be a good working relationship. Because whether or not you think Chaim Bloom is going to work out in the long run, he deserves a shot to do it his own way. They hired him. Let him pick his own manager. And don't let him go back to Alex Cora because the owners like him. Like, enough. And I think it reflects poorly on the Red Sox if they go back after him, too. That's a bad look.
They should move in a new direction.
If you're supposed to be some of the best baseball fans in the country, you know how horrible that the actions of the Houston Astros were on their way to winning the World Series. Despicable.
Especially banging a trash barrel as
the pitch is being thrown. I mean, there's cheating in baseball. There's an acceptable level of cheating in baseball. Yeah. Anyone who thinks that that was okay is dead wrong. And he was very much involved. So I don't think it's a good look on the Red Sox if they bring him back for whatever reason they make up and tell you.
Well, the reason is Bloom. And I'm with you on that. If you've structurally and philosophically gone in a different direction, and it's not really about computers or, you know, building it up, whether it was through Charrington or Theo, you're going a totally different direction. Let this guy build it. You know, it's not like you have, you know, the white haired guy up top and you got a manager in Cora that the players love. He speaks two languages and they're just going to go out there and roll people and we're going to buy players. That seems like those days are gone of actually buying players. He may spend, but I don't think he's going to spend at the top of the heap. But he'll nitpick where he goes. And if that's going to be the case, let him pick his manager. I'm with you on that.
Give Ron Reneke a bonus, though, please.
Yeah, give us a bonus. You know what you should do? Give our station a bonus for not mentioning them. Give Jim Murray a bonus for the half a second Hub headline that he just throws their name in there so quickly. Give us a bonus.
What?
For not subjecting people to listen to us talk about your team. God.
Give Tony Maz the bonus for having to spend an hour every night talking about
them. Yeah, that poor guy.
Hazard pay.
That should be where the bonus goes.
It's torture.
By the way, the overall draft standings for the Red Sox right now, they go into the weekend with the third overall pick. They have to make sure that the Diamondbacks don't catch them. The Diamondbacks are a half a game back of third place. These are the draft rankings. You look at these in a different column in the newspaper. Give me the standings. And the Tigers and Nationals are both a game back of the Red Sox in the chase for a high draft pick. Right now, the Red Sox are third. So that's where they are. So they're going to have a high pick. They're going to have a reset CBT. They're going to have a new manager. And just those things alone mean things are looking up for the Red Sox, in addition to the wonderful news that their season is going to come to a merciful end on Sunday.
All good, right? Where are the games even? Are they here?
It's positive. It's the first. Yeah, it's some positivity.
First positivity on the Red Sox front in months.
It's over.
Months.
How gross. I mean, I'm not. Everything is awesome. I'm not calling you out, Beetle. Because you're right to think that, you know, you play a little over 500 baseball. That they, you know, could make the postseason with the format.
B8, don't be great.
They're 22-35.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a real problem. I know.
That's gross.
Did you see Jim McCarthy? I think from the Athletic wrote an article. It's sort of an ode to Jackie Bradley Jr. and the thanks to Jackie Bradley Jr. for all the times. And if this could be his last stand at Fenway Park as a member of the Red Sox, I go, I'll believe it when I see it. You've been talking about this forever.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
220 hitter. Oh, thank you. You should see the replies. Say people are like, it's about time. Thank you. Please. Yeah, developing. It was just like 2 years ago we dropped the word developing. I think that's when he hit 29.
So if the Red Sox had won 7 more games over the course of the games they played so far, they would have been at that point of being a game over 500, right? And I've gone through the schedule, Hardy, to this point. Like, all right, there's got to be, we can make a case here that there were 7 games that they were in and could have won. And I'm like, I don't know. I can't remember. Nope. Can't make the case. Can't make the case that, a ball that was 2 more feet towards shortstop had been hit differently. They could win it. Nope. Yeah. Can't do it. They just weren't. They weren't a good team. And was it wretched? Man, was it wretched. 617-779-0985. We'll have Phil Perry with us coming up at noontime today. Coming up next, Read and React. Hot!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
It's time to read.
That sounds highly optimistic.
Oh, Bill, you're breaking up. There's...
And react.
A.
B. Yeah.
C.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
That's wild.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Great news to start this segment. The access to the gambling site? Granted, Hardy.
Nice.
Yeah.
For everybody or just you?
No, everybody.
Nice.
Everybody.
All right, good.
Let's get on it.
All right. There we go. Love me. I got it.
Read.
Some hors d'oeuvres.
React.
We're going to start with the game last night, Thursday Night Football. Hands up for who watched.
Oh, not me. No.
Nope.
I'm out.
Dolphins, football guy, out on that one.
Dolphins beat the Jags 31-13. Ryan Fitzpatrick not only beat Gardner Jakes Minshew on the scoreboard, but he bragged about beating him in another department.
Mustache.
The mustache is his look. He rocks it. Saw him in pregame warm-up with the cut-off sleeves. I mean, he's got a good thing going, but I'll stick with the beard and the chest hair and the senior citizen look.
I get it. Yeah. He's older.
They're having good-natured ribbing.
What's a Minshew crap going to roll off? Mr. Funny Guy, Disco Man, 80s, hairy chest, gold chains.
Right. How about playing better?
Yeah. I got my thing, man. I got my mustache. It speaks for itself. Does it?
How so, may I ask?
Yeah.
Not so far.
Lost to Miami.
Oh. They got after him, though, Miami.
Reed.
I'm the real Whalakers. You other G Whalakers can go to Hailakers. Won't you pour some 2% in my cup? In my cup.
React.
Get sick.
In my cup.
In my cup. He probably talks
go
like that.
Go to Hailakers. Chiefs and Ravens have the Monday night game. John Harbaugh talked this week about the difficulties of coaching while wearing a mask.
Oh, boy.
I understand the issues. You know, obviously it makes it a little more challenging to communicate. You know, we've just really made an emphasis on it, you know, and we do it in practice. We do it in meetings. I mean, I'm in the meeting all the time and I'm talking. I'm trying not to breathe this thing in because we talk fast. I got to hold it like this to talk because there's a lot of information that you're giving your guys and it's really hard to do it through a mask. So it's definitely a challenge, but it's also a requirement, which we understand.
What?
No, I think the fact that coaches...
This guy has been complaining about the rules since the very beginning. Yeah.
But this one, I don't blame him on.
I don't either, but coming from him, like, part of me just thinks you just like to complain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you heard Bill Belichick complain about one thing about the rules? What has he said? Oh, yeah, everyone's done a great job. We're following the rules.
Hey, those guys...
Doing a great job
usually,
to keep everybody safe. That's
usually,
it.
Those guys have a tough time, too. He always says that about the refs. Like, wow.
By the way, I got a good email earlier this week.
Oh, you did?
From someone who had a thought as a fan on the masks in the NFL. I want to get to that because I think it would apply to this guy.
All right.
Harbaugh.
All right.
We'll do that.
Reed.
Classic Belichick, who looked like he
never
had been
again.
Grinding on work all night.
React.
That was a good one. I liked it.
Eagles play the Bengals on Sunday. Eagles coach Doug Peterson... Got tested.
Peterson!
Rooney! George Peterson.
Chicago PD.
On second thought, I want you out there with my daughter. We'll have lunch.
Eagles coach Doug Peterson got testy with a reporter when talking about some of Carson Wentz's throws. We may have to stop this one a couple of times, but here it is.
Carson had great protection all day. He wasn't sacked. I think he only got knocked down once. And I know you were asked Monday why he's missing throws, and it's an assortment of reasons. But some of the throws that he's missing are sort of like layups. What could be the reason for some of those easier misses that he's missing?
Have you played quarterback in the National Football League?
What a hard-o.
You hard-ass.
You like that,
Bravo,
though?
Bravo.
You like it?
I do.
Well, it's a dumb question. I'll grant him that. But you have to say, look, there's no such thing as an easy throw.
He's hit breakpoint. He's hit breakpoint, and I respect it. Because everybody, I think, hits a breakpoint. And you take the same question. You take the same question. Take the same question. And then one day, just like Michael Douglas, you wake up one day. You say, today ain't going to be the day.
Ain't going to be the day?
Today's going to be my day.
Oh.
Today I want to see the good stuff, okay? Today.
Have you played quarterback in the National Football League?
I have not, Doug.
Okay. They're not layups. There ain't a throw out here that's a layup. And so, you know, some of it is just timing with young guys. Some of it is just...
Young guys!
You know, Carson just being, you know, not accurate at that particular time. It could be that... There's a defensive guy that flashed a hand where he's, you know, got to change his arm angle at the split second. There's all kinds of reasons for accuracy, and these are things that we continue to work on and will continue to work on, you know, the entire season.
That sounds fun.
Why is it so hard to play quarterback in the NFL?
I told you it was hard.
Why is that?
Have you played quarterback in the National Football League?
Well, yes, I have, Doug. I'm surprised you don't remember. I was a starting quarterback for 3 years with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and I played minor league ball. I was with
Team
the
All-Pro.
Chicago Whippersnappers.
Yeah. I thought you were a historian of the game. Of course I played. Why do you think I would ask such a... No, I haven't played quarterback. He's missing some easy throws, though. Convince me I'm wrong. Zoe, is he missing some easy throws?
Yes.
All right.
So are there easy throws?
He's out of funk.
Are there layups in the NFL?
Sure.
There are layups.
Routes, spot routes, bang routes, slot route. Yes.
Okay, we've got someone who has played quarterback in the NFL for quite
made it
some
look
time.
Easy at times. Yeah.
Who said there are layups? Sorry, Doug. Sorry.
Unfair response.
Reed.
Balls out, Dick.
React.
Balls out, Dick.
Final
works.
Finally.
Yeah.
It does work.
Randy Moss was on a podcast this week with Russell Wilson. He revealed something. You know what Randy Moss talked about when he was talking with a Seahawks player?
No.
He almost joined the Seahawks 7 years ago.
Oh.
The year you guys went to New York and beat Denver, I had an opportunity, Russ. Snyder tried to bring me off the rack.
Man, I would have thrown you a go ball so dang far, you would have been able to see where I'm far away. It would have gone to the moon all the way back down.
Percy just got hurt.
All Seahawks fans, are you listening to this right now?
I'm working out, but I'm not training. Uh-huh. I stopped training 3 weeks prior because I said, well, you know what? I'm going to keep training because if a team would want to pick me up going into the playoffs, I would at least honor that. So he called me, told me, Percy got hurt. The guys would be ecstatic if you came through the locker room, blah, 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 blah. So I said, look, man, it is an honor. I appreciate it. But I said, I know I'm not physically ready to go and play. Russ, I wasn't.
Randy, you ain't never told me this story. My heart hurts. You tell me it's on Danger Talk right now.
Randy, I know if when you were working at Fox, you were on a steady diet of Cheesecake Factory. I know that you weren't. That's 3 weeks of Cheesecake Factory every day.
So Randy Moss could have gone to the Seahawks.
You believe all that, Zach?
Had he wanted to.
Yes. I totally believe it. Now, that's what's interesting, huh?
So, again, that year was 2013
yep.
was the year?
There's a difference between working out and there's a difference between training.
Yeah.
So, 3 weeks prior, like, he knew he couldn't. Like, that's where you don't want to go out there. He knew he would have got a hammy. That's a guy dealt with hammy at the end of his career. So, you've got to train a certain way to keep that leg loose.
Yeah.
But you still always want that check, too. Speaking of a Cheesecake Factory, right now, if you had to order something, one menu item, go. Mahi meatloaf.
That barbecue ranch salad they've got there with the chicken in it.
Yeah, put the little corn on it. Would it already go?
Factory Burrito Grande. It's my go-to.
Tom?
Cheesecake?
Oh, well, yeah, I know that too.
Jackass. Not playing anymore.
I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell. I've only been to Cheesecake
Have you ever been once. Disappointed about it when you ever gone to
my
Cheesecake?
My parents took me there. I got the sliced bananas and the bread. It was delicious.
Why don't you go to the bar and get a drink on Christmas Eve?
Well, you smell like scotch and cheesecake.
Read.
And I'm not a doctor, you know what I'm saying? I think they got that 90-day wonder, so.
React.
Not a doctor.
Find out what after we go to the doctor.
I can't tell if that was.
I carry him to the doctor's office. He just said, you rub a little salve on him, you get back. But I mean, I don't know. We got a winder.
Was that Ed Ogeron or is that Brett Favre?
Winder opportunity. I'll tell you what. I'll take him back there. I'll get him back in the shape and bust up that shiffer robe I got sitting in the backyard. I'll give him a nickel.
That door opens, you got to walk through it. Oh, I remember they bring them damn new doctors in. I watched that movie, Doc Hollywood. They open that boy's chest up. They just give him a soda. Crack open the soda and he was fine.
You're about to crash that boy's chest open. All he needs is a Coke. You give him too much of the bromide again. That's why his lips don't turn blue.
I've been down there and I'm fixing them lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm. Take him out of the shed. Do a little home surgery.
I'm going to go for a walk.
Tell you what, you dig yourself a DeWalt drill bit, and you drill right in that nail bit, and you got geyser blood.
Need to clean up or a bottle of moonshine. Don't touch the boy. Leave the boy alone.
Mister? That Doyle Hargrave is just a whole sight meaner than me.
Bill Perry will join us coming up at noon. Let's get back to the mask and Harbaugh's complaining next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former QB, always laser-focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
God.
Thanks for getting that hourly and Hardy.
You're welcome, Beagle.
He's going to tell you a story later.
Well, Hardy. You wanted to know.
Yeah, later on.
All right.
So
what were you going to tell? You're going to share an email with us. You doing that now?
I'm going to do it right now.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Today's Friday,
coming
too.
Off the Harbaugh comment we played last segment.
I'm starting to get pissed off Friday, and we haven't had Lorraine call. We had Deb and Danvers. That's a big credit to her.
Haven't heard from our buddy in Lowell in a while.
Well, I haven't heard from Ken.
He's been a little sticky lately, but more importantly, Derek's kind of been off the reservation a little bit.
I haven't heard from Derek in weeks.
He's worried about all the haters hating. The team's playing in his backyard, basically, on Sunday. Thought he'd be pretty fired up for it.
Email to the show earlier this week from Jason.
Haven't heard from Paul in Rhode Island.
We sort of said the mask rule in the NFL was illogical earlier this week for coaches, but we understand how they want to, you know, have the mask rule. And if they have a rule, you should follow it.
Yeah.
And the owners, we said the owners should be pissed at the coaches for breaking the rule and causing them to pay out that money, which is crazy.
It's one thing to say
big money,
big money.
When you get it in print, when you get a memo from the league, you better adhere to it. Period. Go ahead.
So, he did, write an email. This is Jason, who says coaches also know and preach to their players that the player's public behavior is under a microscope. By extension, if coaches don't think or care that they are also public examples whose behavior is under a microscope, then they are truly arrogant. And then he used a bad word, which those of you who've played in the NFL, though, would probably agree that tears guys are. I don't know what that means.
What? I'm probably agreeing.
Well, these guys are.
Oh.
I think is what it is. It's a typo. He says, let's face it. They're entitled, they're wealthy, and they're saying F you to the mask rule on national TV, and it's hypocritical based on what it is that they preach to their players, which is you are in the public eye, you need to represent the team well, you need to represent you and your teammates, right? No getting in trouble, no running afoul of any rules or laws or anything.
But this is their controlled 60 yards of hallowed ground. where it's their bench. It's our area. It's
right, but the first point is they did make it a rule. It is a rule, whether you like it right. or think the rule's stupid or not.
But they did make an amendment to the rule that you can take it down when you are calling a play. You could take it down when you're calling a play and you're trying to be descriptive talking into your microphone.
He says they also risk a loss of credibility to their players the next time they try to come down on them for a future transgression. For example, though, they go out to a nightclub, a group of them.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And they say, oh, we didn't think that NFL COVID rule was all that important.
Right.
Whereas they say, you know, you don't follow the mask rule. Why do I have to? It's just an example. It's a little bit of a reach.
I get it.
But I get it.
Yeah, totally.
But this might be the best point. And this is the one I think of as it relates to John Harbaugh. Jason in Seattle writes, and finally, in this one might be the one that is pissing me off the most, millions of Americans, fans of these NFL teams, are having to follow these guidelines and wear masks and deal with all kinds of COVID crap. We're not in jobs where we have the privilege of being in a bubble or getting tested every day
right.
like NFL coaches. So damn it, just wear the mask or don't and get $350,000 worth of fines every game. Which is what comes to mind when you hear Harbaugh talking about how hard it is, how hard his job is because of his mask. Like, dude, oh, because you're so different from the rest
of
the world.
Yeah, but when you're in communication, like you and I, we're sitting here talking. We have our masks off. We're talking to each other. If I was sitting here covered like this, it'd be annoying. It would be difficult at times if there's other ambient noise and you see me, but you can't see my mouth loop. But you could almost make out what I'm saying. I can understand.
But is there something to be said for if Harbaugh hates the rule, he could just keep it to himself and just keep on doing whatever he's doing?
Well, it's Baltimore, and they're built on a rock-solid foundation of everything.
Can you just say, hey, the rule's the rule. It is what it is, and move on? Can you just do that for us?
A bunch of renegades down here. Badasses.
So.
Pay the fine.
That was the point. Yeah. Like, nobody cares to hear your COVID complaints. Right? I mean, come on. Know the room a little bit.
Yep.
That's knowing the room a little bit. Oh, poor baby. NFL coach was told to wear a mask. Oh, oh no. Poor baby.
You're going to wear the big one around your neck and look tough. You're a tough guy with the buff.
Not around here, you're not. Yep. T-Bone. Call that the T-Bone rule.
That's great. Our T-Bones was so bad, he just got to take it off and wear nothing.
The T-Bone rule. Yep. Don't want to get caught with that. Let's get to headlines with Hardy. We'll talk to Phil Perry and welcome him in right on the other side of these headlines. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.